Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
You've got questions. Melanie's got answers. This is Melanie Cole's Health Radio.
When you get married and you make that vow and you say to stay together, there are so many things that come into marriage, so many things that make you question your marriage. But what about if one of the things that makes you question it is infidelity, whether it's you or your partner? Somebody was unfaithful. What does that do to the relationship? And is there any way to recover? My guest is Dr. Tammy Nelson. She's a sex and relationship expert and an international speaker, author, and a licensed psychotherapist. So, Dr. Nelson, if one of you has an affair, if it's the person we're talking about or if it's the spouse, does that automatically mean the end of a relationship?
Boy, I guess when you're being the one who's cheated on, you know, the first thing you think of is, I'm out of here, right? Because nobody likes to be betrayed. It's so painful. And all your friends and your family members, you know, they're well-meaning, and most of them will tell you, get out, because once a cheater, always a cheater. But I think when you stop for a minute and you think about the depth of your relationship or your marriage, a lot of us have invested a lot of time, a lot of money, a lot of emotion. Sometimes, you know, we have a mortgage, we have children. Usually, there's a lot going on in a relationship, maybe a lot more than meets the eye. And sometimes an affair doesn't have to be the end of a marriage.
So how do you, okay, I guess the first question everybody always wants to know, do you tell the partner? Suppose you just had a moment or you've had issues with your marriage and you just couldn't stop yourself and you ended up being unfaithful. Do you tell the person?
Well, you know, it's so funny that you couldn't stop yourself. I don't know if anyone actually like sort of trips and falls into bed with another person. But it certainly is pretty common. You know, it's hard to take statistics and get real good numbers about how many people cheat because, I mean, let's face it, cheating is at its very root about dishonesty. So even when we try to take surveys, people lie to the researchers. So we can't get really good statistics. But I think anywhere from 25 to even up to 65% of people will cheat at some point in their marriage. And how many of those are actually being honest with their partners, it's hard to know because now with the internet, it's so easy to cheat. You know, one of the things I say is it's the first time in history that you can cheat on your partner lying in bed next to them. You know, everyone has a handheld device, an iPad, a phone. I mean, there's no precedent for that. We've never really run across this. So I guess it depends on how you define cheating. Do you tell your partner, you know, I was sexting with someone on Facebook? Do you tell your partner, my ex and I were, you know, sending sexy emails to each other? For some couples, going to a strip club isn't really cheating. For other couples, it really is. For some couples, masturbating to pornography is a total betrayal. For other couples, and particularly for men, I've heard them say things like, are you kidding? I've been doing this since I was 12.
That is funny, and that is true. So there are new definitions as times change, just as you say. And it used to be that people such as yourself, relationship experts, would say it's okay to fantasize. It's okay to fantasize about somebody else. It's okay as long as you know you didn't follow through. Is that still a thing? Can we still fantasize about somebody we find incredibly sexy when we're having sex with somebody else?
Well, I don't know if you can or you can't, but it seems like we do. 98% of us will fantasize about someone else. I mean, certainly not my husband, but
of
everybody
course.
Else.
Of course, so, not anyone I would actually know. Now, what about, so what about building? You didn't answer the question about telling the person. Do you tell?
So that's a really good question. And I think it has to do with this idea of how do you define your monogamy. You know, is it based on how honest you are? Because there's a difference between disclosure and discovery. So disclosing to your partner, coming home and saying, you know, I had this affair, I was away one night and I got, you know, a little tipsy and I had this moment with this person, versus you discovering it by reading your partner's email and confronting your partner, and then your partner saying, I don't know what you're talking about. That's not my email. right? So there's a whole continuum of dishonesty. And for some people, it's more painful to hear about, say, a one-night stand that your partner had, you know, 5 or 6 years ago, and they don't even want to know. For other people, it's really important that you come home and you even share that you had a flirtation with someone, or like you said, a fantasy about someone, because for them and their monogamy agreement, that's a slippery slope. So it's important that we, you know, share our attraction to other people, because that's the kind of open marriage that we want to have. So it's important to have those discussions early on and often and over again in your relationship. How honest do we want to be? Because I'm not really the one that should decide for you whether or not you should tell or how honest you want your relationship to be. You should decide that together, because that's really an important discussion to have. Don't assume that you'll agree. Don't assume that you implicitly understand what your partner wants. You should have that conversation.
I think that's great advice. And I'm actually one of those people who, just being the outgoing person that I am, when I flirt, I totally tell my husband, because I want him to know that some guys may still find me attractive, and that, you know, he better stay on his toes. But when you say that, some people will say, okay, dump the dude, and once a cheater, always a cheater. Is that true? If you cheated one time, or your spouse cheated, or had a small affair, or a big affair, or just a one-night stand, does that mean they will do it again?
Well, I think there's a couple different kinds of affairs. There's what I call the can opener, and that's the kind of affair where one partner will cheat because they really do want to get out of the relationship, and either they're not taking responsibility for the decision, they want their partner to find out so their partner will break up with them, or unconsciously, they didn't even know they want out until they've cheated, and then they realize, you know what, I think the marriage is over, because once you step out, you know, that agreement is kind of broken. So that's one kind of affair, but there's other affairs where, you know, you might have a moment with someone or even an ongoing relationship, and then coming back to your partner, you realize, you know what, we were on the wrong track, we were separating, we were on a parallel path and going nowhere, and maybe this is the wake-up call we really need to reevaluate our relationship, and maybe we can have a new marriage or a new monogamy. Maybe we can start over again and figure out what it is we want together. Maybe sometimes a marriage is worth saving, and it's not worth ending because of an affair. A lot of times affairs don't last. They're very short-lived, and only about 3 to 6% of people end up really working out an outside relationship with their affair partner. In other words, they leave and end up marrying the person they had the affair with. It usually doesn't work. So, you know, it's worth evaluating your relationship before you end your marriage for an affair.
Wow, that's an interesting thing. So how do you evaluate it? If somebody is, and we only have a couple, like less than a minute left, but give us your best advice for that evaluation. How do you talk through it if one person is just so furious that they can't even talk about it? You have about 30 seconds.
Well, there's three phases. There's the crisis phase, and that's when you're furious. But then you get to a new phase where you start to talk about it in a way like, how did we get here? And this was our affair. This happened to us. And then you start working on how the marriage ended up here. And then eventually you get to a new phase, which is the vision phase. And that's when you get to decide, do we really want to have a new monogamy, a new marriage where we start again? You can have many marriages within the lifetime of your marriage. And maybe it's time to start a new one together. But you have to both decide.
That is such great advice. You can see more about Dr. Nelson at drtammynelson.com. And the book is The New Monogamy, Redefining Your Relationship After Infidelity. Thanks for listening. Stay well.